Buongiorno and welcome to Give 'em the Boot. It's about 8:03 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Bright and early here on this Tuesday morning. Thanks very much, Arthur and Andrea, for a wonderful Pacific Picking show. And that was Filippo Gambetta. It's my theme song about a little snail who gets stuck on upside down on the back of his shell and he can't get back up because it's a heavy shell. And he's a little bit topsy-turvy and he can't make it back to the right side. And Filippo is, of course, the son of Beppe Gambetta, a wonderful flat-picking guitarist from Genoa. And Filippo himself is one of the best organetto players. It's a type of button accordion. And he plays a lot of very original music that he writes. He plays with many different groups, and if you want to check out his MySpace page, or he actually has his own website, filippogambetta.com. Hopefully, Filippo's new album will be out soon, so we'll have some new music to play for you. And Beppe Gambetta does have a new album out, and I'll be getting that one very soon indeed. In fact, Beppe's back in North America, I think, even starting this week on tour for his new album, which is an interesting return to a CD that he made 20 years ago, and it was called Dialogues, and it was basically traveling around the US, and he was just recording himself playing with some of his heroes of the guitar world. And he's sort of done the same thing again, but this time with more and so varied players, including people like Marco Pereira. I know Bruce Molsky's on there playing fiddle, actually, as well as guitar. And there's lots of others. We'll check that out on his website soon. And we'll feature now a new CD that I just got in from another Italian guitarist, Roberto Dalla Vecchia. Thank you very much, Marv, from Marv's Music, for sending me the CD. Just very handy that she had one here in North America, which is great. And this one here is called Ghost to Ghost, and it's featuring Beppe Gambetta on guitar as well as Roberto. And Roberto says that Beppe joined him on Halloween to record the harmonic spirits of his amazing guitar, so he says. So let's have a little listen here. I'll tell you a little bit more about Roberto Dalla Vecchia in a moment. We'll be right back. Roberto Dalla Vecchia. E Roberto Dalla Vecchia viene da Vicenza ed è un chitarrista giovane di musica contemporanea, tradizionale, folk e bluegrass. Infatti lui si chiama anche un chitarrista flat picker, come Beppe Gambetta, infatti. E lui ha fatto questo disco Grateful, che è un bellissimo disco, che contiene soprattutto pezzi originali. Quello lì, Maple Leaf, che è praticamente è dedicata alla storia degli immigranti italiani che sono venuti in Canada nel XX secolo, ecco. Martino Coppo, mandolino, Stefano Versolato, basso, e Roberto Dalla Vecchia, chitarre. Lui anche canta, anche se non abbiamo sentito la sua voce, però è soprattutto conosciuto come flat picker, come chitarrista. È nato nel 68 a Vicenza, dove comunque continua a vivere. È stato avviato alla musica dalla madre, insegnante di pianoforte, quindi ovviamente ha fatto studi classici, però invece di continuare col pianoforte ha preferito la chitarra acustica. E meno male, perché è veramente bravo. Nelle prossime settimane comunque cercherò di farvi sentire altri pezzi da Roberto Dalla Vecchia. Flat picking guitar with Italian gusto. Great Italian flat picker there, with I think it's his second album, Grateful, Roberto Dalla Vecchia from Vicenza in Italy. So you're listening to Give Him the Boot here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Linda Bull and I'm here every Tuesday from 8 till 9:30. I'm glad you could be with us. Would like to let you know too that there's going to be a great concert coming up on the 1st of October with Fiamma Fumana and the Coro delle Mondine di Novi at the Italian Cultural Centre. And you can get tickets by going to the Italian Cultural Centre's website. There's a link there. And also Caravan World Rhythms have a link with a phone number and also another place you can buy tickets. And let's continue on here with a little bit of music from one of my favourite Italian singer-songwriters, un cantautore famosissimo, Fabrizio De André. And this is from an album called Anime Salve, and it's got two names, Coro Cane or A Forze di Essere Vento. Wonderful, unfortunately, no longer with us, songwriter Fabrizio De André.
A quel campo strappato dal vento, a forza di essere vento, porto il nome di tutti i battesimi, ogni nome il sigillo di un lascia passare, per un guado una terra, una nuvola, un canto, un diamante nascosto nel pane, per un solo dolcissimo umore del sangue, per la stessa ragione del viaggio, viaggiare. Il cuore rallenta e la testa cammina in un buio di giostre in disuso, qualche rom si è fermato italiano come un rame a imbrunire su un muro. Saper leggere il libro del mondo con parole cangianti e nessuna scrittura, nei sentieri costretti in un palmo di mano, segreti che fanno paura. finché un uomo ti incontra e non si riconosce, e ogni terra si accende e si arrende la pace. I figli cadevano dal calendario, Jugoslavia, Polonia, Ungheria, i soldati prendevano tutti e tutti buttavano via. E poi Mirka a San Giorgio di Maggio, tra le fiamme dei fiori, a ridere e a bere, e un sollievo di lacrime a invadere gli occhi, e dagli occhi cadere. Ora alzatevi, spose bambine, che è venuto il tempo di andare con le vene celesti dei polsi. Anche oggi si va a caritare, e se questo vuol dire rubare questo filo di pane tra miseria e fortuna, allo specchio di questa campina, ai miei occhi limpidi come un addio, lo può dire soltanto chi sa di raccogliere in bocca il punto di vista di Dio.
Thank you.
The interesting sounds of the sea, the wind, and the dancing there in the background, as well as a couple of other instruments. They've got the violin, and that was the wonderful guitar playing of Marino de Rosas. He's a Sardinian self-taught guitarist who plays in open tunings, which is his particular style. And that is a track that he wrote. He's a prolific songwriter. Most of the stuff on his albums is original. And that one was called Vento d'Agliola, and it's from his latest album, Femmina in Mare. And before Femmina in Mare, he had another album. He has another album that was actually re-released in 2006 called Meridies, and that was originally released in 1999. A wonderful guitarist. I really like his style. And he is originally from Galura in Sardinia. And it's a fascinating place, Sardinia. I've often talked about what an interesting cultural, musically and art-wise, and food as well, that type of place it is. Over the couple of years that I've been doing this show, I've probably featured more Sardinian music than most people have ever heard in their life, unless you're from Sardinia. And, of course, amongst those, people like Elena Ledda, fantastic female singer, Franca Masu, and other groups like Cordas et Canas, and just trying to think, Tazenda, loads of wonderful musicians from Sardinia. If you're not familiar with that place, you should really check it out. So it's 9:35 here, 9:35, it's 8:35 on Give Them the Boot. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull. I'm your host here every Tuesday. Don't forget, you can podcast the show by going to CITR's wonderful new revamped website, www.citr.ca, and by clicking on the podcast link and then clicking on the name of the show, up will come a listing of archived shows. So anytime you want to listen or pod, you know, you can download it to your iPod or listen to it in the car or at work or whatever. So you don't need to get up as early as me to come and listen. Doing a little bit of guitar music today. We also heard it squeezed in there in the middle another Northern Italian guitarist by the name of Luca Artioli, who was someone I hadn't heard of until a friend of mine from Brisbane, Australia, who is an Italian herself. And this Luca Artioli is a friend of hers. She's from the Brescia area, and she gave me his CD many years ago, and I've always enjoyed it. And that was the album is called Concerto, and it was a song dedicated to a woman named Sandra. Started off there with Fabrizio De André, of course, the wonderful Fabrizio De André. There's almost no need to say anything about him if you know anything about Italian music from, well, he's been around since the 60s, I guess, sort of probably better known in the 70s, 80s, and he died in the 90s, singer-songwriter from Genoa. Franco Morone, he is also another wonderful fingerstyle guitarist from Italy, and I have featured some of his music in the past. He's also well known for his interpretations of Irish tunes and other Celtic tunes. I have a slightly new take on one of his on his music. It's Franco Morone and Raffaella Luna from an album called Songs We Love, and I'm going to play a track called Plaisir d'Amour. So it's featuring the vocals of Raffaella Luna and the guitar of the wonderful Franco Morone. Thank you.
luna nuova su questo viaggio senza fermate. Siamo uno sciame di calabroni coi pungiglioni. Che succede? Chi troppo e chi niente? Il sole per tutti, i frutti na na na. Andiaci, prima sputa per aria. Andiaci, poi mettiti sotto. Andiaci, perché strana è la vita. La terra brucia mentre il fiume straripa. Allora
passo dopo passo, passo.
i Mau Mau da Torino, che sono un gruppo folk non completamente tradizionale. Comunque mi dispiace prima che c'era un problema con il pezzo di Franco Morone, comunque niente da fare. Allora andiamo avanti con altra musica carina, la Fiera della Maddalena, che viene dal cantautore Max Manfredi, che è anche lui chitarrista, che è basato a Genova, e questo viene da un disco Live in Blue, e l'ascolteremo dopo questo pezzo di informazione.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver International Film Festival, present Faubourg Tremé, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans. Faubourg Tremé, also known as the Sixth Ward, is one of the oldest black neighborhoods in America. Executive producer Wynton Marsalis and directors Don Logson and Lawless Eric Ellie have fashioned a love song come documentary to the Tremé as it is known throughout New Orleans. The film recounts the history of the place, credited with giving birth to both the civil rights movement and jazz music. Faubourg Tremé, The Untold Story of Black New Orleans, screens Thursday, October 2nd at 3 o'clock p.m. and Friday, October 3rd at 8:45 p.m. at the Empire Granville 7, presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
Mi sono trovato sveglio con il lichene nei miei capelli. Mi sono trovato sveglio con il levante nei miei capelli. Non vedevi più un filo d'acqua, solo le briciole e i ruscelli. Non sentivi più un filo d'acqua, solo stormire occhi d'uccelli. Chiesto dov'è la strada per la fiera della Maddalena, ho chiesto qual è la strada per la fiera della Maddalena. Lontano i musicanti si sentivano a malapena, nei giorni che ogni momento era la diga di un fiume in piena. Ho saltato il roveto con un passo da equilibrista. Ho saltato il roveto col mio passo da equilibrista. Piangevo bacche di sangue, era il rosario dell'ametista. Ridevo di meraviglia sgranando gli occhi dell'ametista. Ho comprato una chitarra alla fiera della Maddalena, ho comprato una chitarra alla fiera della Maddalena. Per ogni bugia che ho detto ho acceso in chiesa una candela. Per ogni bugia che dico accendo al sole il telo di una vela. Sentivo una canzone, non era mia né di nessuna, la trama così sottile che non vedevi la cucitura. Son brividi di ragnatela sul volto pallido della luna, son brividi lungo la schiena sotto le reti della calura. La, la, la. come una vergine che fa sposa. Volevo una canzone come una vergine che fa sposa, tutti a farle il filo intorno, perché è bella, perché è ritrosa, tutte a filo di coltello, perché è promessa, perché è gelosa. Volevo una canzone come una donna di malaffare, di tutti e di nessuno, come una lingua, come un altare, tutti in fila al lavatoio, quando all'alba si va a lavare, tutti in fila sul portone, lei sola sceglie chi deve entrare.
from an album called Archeo. The group is known as Novalia, and it is made up of Stefano Soletti and other musicians, Giovanni Locascio, Alessandro Stirnati, Raffaello Simeoni and Michele Frontino. And in fact, Stefano Soletti is a wonderful multi-instrumentalist who has been heading up this eclectic group of musicians called Piccola Banda Icona, who'd released their second album, Maria Cusarea, just last year. I'll hopefully have time to play a little of that for you too. Sort of based on a Gregorian chant and then mixed in with some traditional Italian music and then music from other cultures, as you can hear there. It's a really eclectic sound. I've always liked those guys, thanks to a friend of mine, Tonino, from Rome, who gave me this cassette years ago of another album of theirs called Canti e Briganti, which I've always loved. And anyway, thank you very much, Stefano, for keeping me up to date with all of the new music that's going on there. I wanted to let you know that we are having lots of Italian cultural events happening in Vancouver in the next little while at the Italian Institute of Culture, which is on West Hastings Street. If you're not familiar with this place, it is Italian government sort of offshoot, let's say, sponsored by, and they organize all sorts of cultural events. It's a wonderful spot. They have this fantastic big ballroom which they can have events in, including lectures and concerts and things like that, and they show movies, and pretty much everything is free. Sometimes there might be other things that they organize that there's a charge for, but if you check out their website, iicvancouver.esteri.it. And what's happening this week is on Friday night, there's going to be a lecture, an archaeological lecture called Living It Up in Rural Roman Italy, the Country Mansions of the Mega Rich. And it's a Parla Italia lecture by Professor Roger Wilson, who is a professor of archaeology of the Roman Empire at UBC. And he's head of Department of Classical, Near Eastern and Religious Studies and also the director of the Center for the Study of Ancient Sicily. He is a graduate in the classics from Oxford University, where he also took his doctorate. So he's going to be giving an interesting lecture about the country villas of the Roman aristocracy in Italy. So if you're interested in that type of thing, it's going to be Friday night, 6:15 p.m. It's actually going to be at the UBC Robson Square Theatre, not at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. There is free admission, but you do need to pre-register by calling 604-688-0809. So that's the lecture called Living It Up in Rural Roman Italy, the Country Mansions of the Mega Rich. Next week there's a concert, a marimba concert, which is a classical music concert by Dario Savron, and that will be at the UBC School of Music Recital Hall. And there's also going to be another interesting lecture by Professor Nancy Crawford, Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Sistine Chapel. And Professor Crawford will be giving a multimedia lecture on one of Michelangelo's masterpieces, and that's going to be on Monday, September 29th at the Fletcher Challenge Theatre in SFU downtown campus. So you want to check out what's going on at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, check out their website. Also happening in Vancouver at the Italian Cultural Centre, which is, of course, a great place for going to see things too. They also have a Cine Forum that happens there every month. And what's happening this week on the 17th, which is actually tomorrow, is an Italian wine tasting with Carmen D'Onofrio, an expert from Stile Wines, and it's starting at 7:30. If you'd like to go, then you need to pre-register. Contact 604-430-3337 or info at italianculturalcentre.ca. It's Italian wine tasting a session that's going to happen at the Italian Cultural Centre. And also on the 19th, there's going to be a presentation on the Proverbs, Sayings and Clichés, a multilingual anthology by Professor Anthony Dadese. So if you're into reading Proverbs and Sayings and Clichés on aphorisms and adages and things like that, you'll love to read about this book that Professor Dadese has written. And you'll work out how different languages use different images and metaphors when they describe the same thing. So it's a free admission, an evening of literacy delight, it says, at 7 p.m. in the Museo, in the museum at the Italian Cultural Center. So if you're trying to find out about the Italian Cultural Center, it is on, just find the address for you, it's on Slocan Street. It's just the other side of Victoria Drive. It's not very far away. And they have always lots of really great things. It's on 3075 Slocan Street. So that's what's going on this week in the Italian community here in Vancouver. Don't forget Fiamma Fumana playing at the Italian Cultural Centre on October 1st with the very wonderful Rice Weeders Choir of Novi, which is near Modena. Okay. Un altro chitarrista che mi piace molto è il chitarrista folk jazz, diciamo, Simone Guiducci. E lui ha un nuovo disco ancora inedito, che uscirà, direi, fra poco, Tre Gosse de Luna. E questo è un bellissimo brano, si intitola Canto di Emigranti. Thank you.
shindig.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Howdy, hi, shindiggers. Come on in and join the fun.
Starting September 16th at the Railway Club, CITR presents Shindig. Shindig continues its tradition of offering the freshest underground music in this annual competition that spans 13 weeks and includes over 1,000 participants. 27 bands and musicians of all styles duke it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots. With three great bands each night and free audience prizes, what more can you ask for? This week's challengers are...
Against Civilization, Analog Bell Service, and Zombie Pistolero and His Guns.
Come on down every Tuesday at 9 o'clock to the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, for Shindig, where...
You get to see the stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to wait an extra day.
Come mi vuoi? Cosa mi dai? Cosa mi porti tu? Mi capirai, mi piacerai. Sai come prendermi? Dammi un sandwich e un po' di indecenza. È una musica turca anche lei. Metti forte che riempia la stanza di incantesimi, di spari e petardi. E come mi vuoi? Che si senta anche il pullman perduto una volta lontano da qui, è l'odore di spezie che ha il buio, con quei due dentro al buio abbracciati. E come mi vuoi? Dammi un sandwich e un po' di decenza. È una musica turca anche lei. Metti forte che riempia la stanza di incantesimi, di spari e petardi.
Thank you.
cima d'alto faggio ci risiede un cardellino, col suo canto tenerino par che dica arriva maggio, sulla cima d'alto faggio.
La massaia ormai si sente che l'entrata nel pollaio e di uova un centinaio ce ne dà se non si pente. La massaia ormai si sente, se ci date un bel prosciutto vi si canta maggio tutto, se ci date un
parti abbiamo da andare e nel far la riverenza si comincia a salutare, noi di qui facciamo partenza, si comincia a salutare.
La voce di Ginevra Di Marco, che è una bellissima voce, dal disco di Riccardo Tesi e Claudio Carboni, che è uscito nel 2006 dalla casa discografica Felmei, Crinali, la tradizione musicale dell'Appennino bolognese in cerca di mare. E quel brano lì, Maggio di Granaglione, con Riccardo Tesi, organetto diatonico, Claudio Carboni, sassofoni, Ginevra Di Marco voce e tanti altri musicisti bravi. E Riccardo Tesi, ovviamente uno dei grandi suonatori dell'organetto diatonico, ex insegnante anche di Filippo Gambetta. E allora, che cosa vi ho fatto sentire? Ecco, piccola banda icona anche dal suo secondo disco Marea Cusarea, An Palagan. E abbiamo cominciato con Paolo Conte, il grande Paolo Conte, dal Paolo Conte Live, Come mi vuoi, il brano. Adesso sono le 9:24 più o meno e restate qui però, perché alle 9:30 arriva Bryce con il suo programma Third Time's the Charm. Io vi lascerò fino alla settimana prossima con un altro pezzo o due pezzi di musica italiana. Magari un po' di musica da Sergio Cammariere, un altro grande cantante che anche suona pianoforte, dal disco Dalla pace del mare lontano, Tutto quello che è un uomo. So that's all for me here on Give 'em the Boot today, and I want to leave you with a beautiful piece from Sergio Cammariere, who is a wonderful singer and pianist who had a couple of albums, been sort of fairly well known because of his winning this special sort of music songwriting contest a few years back. And this is a beautiful song called Tutto quello che un uomo. And we'll see everybody next week, but stick around also because Bryce will be here at 9:30 for Third Time's the Charm. Okay, that's all for me. Ciao, ci vediamo la settimana prossima.
Se non fosse per te, cosa avrebbe un senso sotto a questo cielo immenso? Niente più sarebbe vero. Se non fosse per te, come immaginare una canzone da cantare a chi non vuol sentirsi solo? se non fosse per te crollerebbe il mio cielo, se non fosse per te sarei niente, lo sai, perché senza te io non vivo. Manca il respiro se tu te ne vai. Quando sono con te chiudo gli occhi e già volo. D'improvviso la malinconia se ne va. Dai pensieri miei cade un velo. Trovo con te l'unica verità, solamente tu sei, anche senza parole, dirmi quello che voglio sentire da te. Io non ti lascerò fino a quando vivrò. Tutto quello che un uomo può fare stavolta per te lo farò. Una pioggia di stelle ora brilla nell'aria ed il mondo mi appare per quello che è. Un oceano da attraversare. Cuore di donna o la spada di un re. Perché senza te io non vivo. Mi manca il respiro se tu te ne vai. Solamente tu sai, anche senza parole, dirmi quello che voglio sentire da te. C'è un tempo per l'amore che spiegarti non so. Tutto quello che un uomo può fare stavolta per te lo farò. Tu sarai la regina dei miei desideri, l'orizzonte costante di questa realtà. Tu che sei per me come vero. Tutto quello che un uomo sognare potrà, tutto quello che un uomo sognare potrà.
Yeah, this is Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
CITR Podcast Update. Number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives,
How are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, because this is, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast.